I've been working at one of the largest cheese manufacturers for 5 years now. This cheese plant stays running 24/7, 365 days a year, and I work the night shift for the parts department, and it's pretty slow at times. We have one separate huge warehouse about 100 feet from the cheese plant, and in our warehouse we keep the big items like motors, pumps, cylinders, etc. We usually keep the warehouse doors unlocked because no one really goes into our warehouse except us parts guys. Our warehouse has those LED lights that turn on when it senses movement when you walk underneath it. There's about 35 lights all throughout the warehouse, and they're on a timer, so they eventually turn off after 10 minutes of non-movement. One night when I was working, it was really rainy and cold, and it was a steady night for the most part. It was about 1 a.m, and I had to go to our warehouse to get a motor off the rack with a forklift. I opened the garage door and proceeded to enter the warehouse with the forklift. Upon entering, I noticed in the back corner of the warehouse that the LED motion light was on. The corner was about 50 feet or more from me, and none of the other lights were on except the back corner light. It was kind of odd, but I didn't think anything of it, and began to pull the motor off the rack. Once I threw the motor on the pallet, I heard footsteps from that back corner where the LED light was on.
Hello? Is someone there?
I didn't hear any response, so I was thinking to myself, I was probably just hearing stuff. I drove the forklift out of the warehouse with the motor and took it to the maintenance guys. I talked to the maintenance guys for about 30 minutes and took a cigarette break too. I finally went back to our warehouse at about 2 a.m. to close the garage door that I had left open. I walked up to the garage door and glanced into the back corner of the warehouse and saw that the LED light was now turned off. I closed the door and was walking back to the main door to exit the warehouse, but then I heard footsteps again and saw the back corner LED light turn on, followed by a row of lights turning on as if someone was walking towards me. As the lights were turning on, I saw a man dressed in all black emerge from the darkness. He had tattoos all over his face and looked me straight in the eyes. I humbled a few words out, saying,
"Who are you?"
He looked at me without saying anything. I'm 6'2", so I knew I could take the guy if he tried to rush at me. I told him he shouldn't be in here, but he still didn't say anything and continued to give me the sinister look on his face. I called security on the radio and told them to come to the warehouse as we had an unauthorized person on the property. Once he heard me call security, the man pulled a knife from his pocket and I backed up, staring at the knife. The man stood still and didn't even move. Before long, we heard security outside the warehouse, and then the man ran towards the back door while I just stood there. Security rushed into the warehouse and asked where he went, and I told them he went out the back door. They looked around the warehouse just in case, but they couldn't find the guy. Once 6 a.m. came around, I told my supervisor about what happened, and he said he would check the security cameras to see where the guy ran off to. All the footage showed was the guy jumping over our barbed wire fence and entering our warehouse. Since that day, my supervisor has made us lock the warehouse doors at all times. I just think about what that guy would have done if I hadn't called security. I took my dog for regular walks around my neighborhood every night after dinner. There was nothing ever interesting about the walks. I basically just went around the block and then back home. For context, I'm a female in my late 20s and I live in a middle-class neighborhood. The town is considered very safe though, with a low crime rate, and I've never felt that I was in danger for the whole 15 years I've lived here, except for this one night. It was just past 7, and I got home and ate a quick frozen dinner. Then I got my dog ready for the walk. It was winter, so the sun set early and it was dark. Though, the town does well at keeping the streets and sidewalks mostly lit up with streetlights. As I walked, I turned the corner that connects to a path that goes directly alongside a park. This was my usual walk, as it makes a nice circle back to my house and takes a perfect 15 minutes. It was a quiet night, which wasn't uncommon during winter here. I stood on the snowy sidewalk, watching my dog sniff around a tree. Then I started looking around the park, when I noticed a car parked on the side of the road up ahead, right next to the sidewalk I was on. All of its headlights were off, but the light inside the car was on, and I could see someone moving around in the front seat. I tried not to make it obvious that I was looking at them, just in case they saw me, but I was really curious about what they were doing. The location they were parked at was not really near any houses, and it was a bit late and cold, so I wasn't sure what they were doing. I wasn't worried or anything, I was just unsure. I tugged my dog's leash and started walking along the path again. Getting closer, I saw that it was a man, and he seemed to be looking for something in his car, searching frantically through his glove box. I was still half looking and half looking away, trying not to be noticed, when the man suddenly looked up and made eye contact with me. My first reaction was to look away, but then I looked back. I was only 10 or 15 feet from his car at this point, and the man held his hand up in a friendly gesture and rolled his window down.
"Excuse me, would you mind helping me out with something?"
he yelled through his window. The man looked around my age, and just like any other guy. I asked him what he needed, and he basically just said something was wrong with his car and it wouldn't move, but he was using a lot of car words that I didn't even understand. Regardless, though, I was of no use to him.
"I'm sorry, I can't really help with that,"
I responded, pulling my dog and starting to walk again. Taking several more steps down the path, I heard the faint sound of the window rolling back up, followed by the car turning on, and a few seconds later, driving away. I turned around, watching the man drive his small car down the road as if nothing was wrong at all. Seeing that made my stomach drop, and after a few seconds, I turned back around and started walking a bit faster. I was still 10 minutes from the house, and my mind was racing, thinking about that guy and how disturbing it was to see him drive off like that after he was asking for my help, telling me his car didn't work. I continued another 5 minutes down the path, until I got to the end portion where it goes behind a few houses before leading to the back of a neighborhood that takes me to my house. This part was darker and secluded. I walked even quicker to try and get out as soon as I could, but at the very end of the path, on the dark neighborhood street, was that same car from earlier. I could only see the very front of the car, but I still recognized it. It looked like he was parked in a way so that he was trying not to be seen. I turned around, pulling my dog with me and beginning to jog in the other direction, back the way we came. When we got back to the park, I turned down the street and took a long route home that kept me nearby other houses. Thankfully, he didn't seem to be able to find me. My heart was still racing when I got home, and I called the police to let them know about the guy, but that's when I realized I didn't get the license plate. What's worse is that a few nights later, I saw that man's same car again, parked by the path I walked on. This time, though, all of the lights were off. I called the police, who came and searched it just to find that nobody was inside. Checking the license plate number, they found that it was actually a stolen car. Knowing this, I got a really sick feeling thinking about my encounter with the man. Feeling so safe for all my life, living in a place like that. And yet, I came dangerously close to having something terrible happen to me. I often find myself thinking about what the man was frantically looking for in his glove box. I don't know for sure what that man wanted, but I don't ever want to know. This happened last year. I was at home taking a shower before bed. It was later than I usually stayed up, but I had a lot of work to get done, and I didn't have work the next day. I stood in the shower, winding down after the long day, when I heard something. A click. It was faint, but it sounded like it was from inside the house. I thought it was some sound the house made, no big deal at all, and continued showering, until I heard it again, right outside the bathroom door. I rinsed real quick, then turned the shower off. I got out and got dressed, trying to think of what that noise could possibly be. Opening the door, I immediately noticed the hallway light was off, which I knew I had left on. At first I thought it was just the power cutting out, until I looked at the light switch on the other side of the wall. It was switched off. I quickly looked down both ends of the hallway, a little shaken, then flicked the lights back on. They worked, just as normal. I walked down the hallway towards the stairs, seeing that it was completely dark downstairs as well. One manual light switch turning off on its own is weird enough, but two, that told me this wasn't a coincidence. There was something going on. I stood at the top of the steps for a minute, trying to think of what to do next. I really didn't know what was going on, but someone breaking into my house just to turn off my lights seemed like a really risky, sick joke for some random person to pull on me. The longer I just stood there, though, the more anxious and creeped out I became. I began walking down quietly, and when I got to the middle steps, the extremely loud sound of my back door slamming shut echoed through the silent house. I jumped, then froze in a panic. I was too scared to move, and my heart was beating rapidly. After a minute of no more sounds, I went down and turned on the lights. On the tile floors were clear boot prints, probably from the mud and dirt surrounding my house. Then I looked down the hall toward the back door, seeing it was shut, but even from where I was standing, I could tell it wasn't locked. I ran down and locked it, then checked the front door, which was already locked. I knew I kept both the back door and front door locked at all times, especially the back door, because I never used it. Strangely though, all the windows were still locked and intact, so whoever it was must have found a way to unlock the back door. I called the police as soon as I could, but to put it simply, they were pretty much useless. Checking around the place, nothing was missing, at least nothing important that I would have noticed right away. Maybe it was just some sick joke, but they didn't even stay around to get a good laugh at my reaction, so what was the point? Over the next few months, I was on high alert. Every sound the house made gave me chills, and I was paranoid about locking my doors, checking them 4 or 5 times a night. So far, still living in the same house, nothing else has happened. Though just 2 months ago, I woke up and noticed that the back door was unlocked again. However, by then I wasn't checking the locks every night, so I figured I must have forgotten to lock it. I don't know though, part of me thinks it was that intruder again. There's also a part in my mind that thinks it may be something paranormal, but I'm still not sure. But whatever it was they were trying to do, still creeps me out, and I plan on moving away very soon.